you know, yo, you done know the general the bar road, you know, Nelly, 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 where you there?
Good in your body, good now, no man problem. You don't have to watch your man, your boom, boom, I grab them. You full of flavor, your style, them no condemn. Y'all are set them a turn off a back, I'm on a bang them. Your body fit, you look good in your tongue, them. It ain't a time, you do a man,
okay.
Man, Mr. Loom, Mr. One, Mr. Chang, them. Y'all are set them a
how
you pretty, sir? In a TikTok video when you shake your titty, sir. When me send it and you tell me, say you love the dicky, sir. When you wind and go down, I said, they leave your fitty, sir. Good in me, you have the chamber if you make you dizzy, sir. You tight and right, so me, you feel busy, sir. Compliments me, I give you when you get jiggy, sir. Oh, man, you make me happy, so me, you figure you, sir. Good in your body, good now, no man problem. You know, if you watch your man, you boom, boom, I grab them. You full of flavor, you style them, no condemn. Y'all are set them a turn off a bag, I'm on a bang them. Your body fit, you look good in a your tongue them. In a lingerie, you a mad dog, demand them. Mad Mr. Lou, Mr. Wang, Mr. Chang them. Y'all are set them a turn off a bag, I'm on a bang them. You love yourself, put a God first. Good in your nose, you back it up and flick and reverse. Love it when you fall, but that you when you turn. You tell me that you bet your pain, you love it when it hurts. You know what no man thinking you're not the easy work. Bubbles in the baby because you're good in your skirt. You're better than the best because you know where life works. Good in your body, good now, no man problem. You know if you watch your man, you boom, boom, I grab them. You're full of flavor, you style them, no condemn. Y'all are set them a turn off a bag, I'm on a bang them. Your body fit, you look good in your tongue them. In a lingerie, you are my darling.
Shout out the one and only Warrior Sound, straight out of Germany. Yo, just to show you, dancehall doesn't only vibrate, doesn't only spring up from Jamaica. We have our own big production crews right here in the city of Montreal. Big up my brothers Rhythm Wise. Big up my brother Sativa Sound Gold Up. Big up my brother Dan Beats. Big up my brother Sampalu. Big up my brother Mikey Dangerous. Me hear him have a big tune for a road now. Big up Father Cutter. Jah Cutter, where you there? And big up every entity that keeps reggae music alive right here in the city of Montreal and around the world. Night Nurse, we love one of you now. Thank you for sending me all these hot riddims. Yeah. Night Nurse and I said we're going to strike up a little partnership. Night Nurse Selection say, yo, she have all these artists that she represented and she want to make sure, say, their voices are heard properly. And I said, Night Nurse, you have one like me. You sound like me. More than that, you sound like community. Yeah. Canada's largest and longest running urban improv entity. Keeping black music alive, but more than that, just keeping real voices alive. You know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of people been asking me, Wagwan preach, Wagwan preach, Wagwan preach. Where is KVC? My phone, I ring off, you know, because I hear one. I won't lie. Community was built almost 19 years ago. 2003, my big brother Jason came forward and said, yo, watch now. If you're watching me on Twitch, watch the screen. Let me show you a little piece of family right now. 2003, my big brother Jason. Even before that, planted a seed and said, yo, I want to do something for the artists in the city. I want to make sure that music that sounds like this, reggae music, hip-hop music, funk music, Afrobeat, dancer, everything. Everything that falls under the umbrella of black music. Him say, yo, I want to make sure it can exist on you. I want to make sure that, yo, there's a space that nobody could filter the conversation, because yo, all of these spaces that exist right now come like they only exist for the pop musician, for the person that want to go out and sing top 40 music. You understand? For the polished, for the shiny. There was no spaces for people like I and I. You know what I'm saying? And my brother Jason said, no, sir. No, sir. What if it build something different? And from that, over 300 artists flocked to what Montreal labeled a landmark, a monument of music, and have come forward, have grown through the ranks. So much so that you get entities like Urban Science. So much so that, you know what I mean, we have collaborated and grown alongside people like Nomadic Massive, some of Canada's and Montreal's foremost groups, yeah? Shout out our Grammy Award hopefuls like Malika Tikolnyang. Shout out our sisters that are blowing up the jazz scene like Domi, Dominique Fissame. Shout out our brother Freddie V, who's out there planting seeds, doing big things. Yo, the family is massive, you know. Shout out Kai Kello, one of Canada's foremost poets. A laureate, them call him, you know. When you reach to a space where they call you a laureate, you know, fam. That's a big man, that's big woman talk, that's big people, something there, you know. Yes, I. For 18 and a half years, community has served as an artistic, as a hub of artistic growth and progression. And unfortunately, due to the pandemic, which you know my stance on these things, what I say, COVID didn't shut down businesses. The government did. COVID not stop the music. The government is. Out here in Montreal, it's kind of wretched, yeah? So you know what I mean? Right now with the whole the passport thing and all them something there. I love you, but I'm also like, I'm explaining something, so let your people know. We're running the radio show. Maybe give me 3 minutes, Blaster. Shout out my brother DJ Blaster in the building. I love him. But yeah, well, now with the entire mandates and the protocols and the passports that are in place, the fact that out here in Montreal, they're telling people that if you want to have a show, you can't turn up. Them don't want nobody dancing. You can't be too close. Certain spaces are mandating our artists off of stage and out of work. Needless to say, for those family that have been reaching out to me and asking me, Wagwan, what community? As the person who directs this landmark, this amazing family that is a part of this amazing family that has helped me grow. I gotta say officially, you know what I'm saying? That as long as protocols are in place that are keeping our artists and people out of the dance and out of the party, community will not be participating in that right now. But I love everybody for shouting us out and reaching out to us, yeah? I love everybody who's out here making sure that they keep the vibe alive and have been hitting me up to find out where Canada's largest and longest running improv collective, Urban Music Family is. And I wanna shout out my brothers like DJ Blaster for just, you know, expanding the party out here. Welcome, family, welcome, family, welcome, family, and welcome, listeners. This is your homeboy Preacher in the building, coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I appreciate all the love. I appreciate everybody tuning in. If you want to listen to me, like, off our radio, if you're not in the city of Montreal, you can tune in on CKUT.ca. This is also the station that DJ Blaster comes to you live from every Sunday night for Ill Groove Garden, one of Montreal's longest-running hip-hop programs. So shout out my CKUT alumni, DJ Blaster, for bringing the party to the party. For bringing the party to the party. I appreciate everybody who's in the building. Kara, I see ya. I see ya. Autobots, thank you for the host. The Drunkest Bot, look at you guys. Yo, Kizamba, Jay Fury, Step Squad. Yo, we were just bigging up the Step Squad for their amazing, for their big Halloween event that went down this weekend, featuring the one and only DJ Blaster and DJ Judgment. Yo, me hear said the party was so, I hear the party was so lit that the power broke out. I hear the party was so live that Blaster just turned off the entire generator. Yes, sir. Them said they couldn't handle it. Oh, you mean? So big up Step Squad, big up my brother DJ Judgment, and big up DJ Blaster for keeping the vibe alive right here in the city of Montreal. I got some more dancehall coming your way, man. Some more rhythm straight from the one and only. Yes, from the one and only Night Nurse Selections. Uno ready!
Star Music.
That was a little switch up right there. That was a little switch up right there. Cause we are into the second hour of our radio program right here, sir. I will want to make sure I say, you know what I mean? Everybody catch a vibe. Everybody catches a vibe. We want to make sure that everybody catches a little vibe. This is the brand new Good Woman rhythm. Big up all the good woman them in the place. Shout out Megzy for the raid. Solo raids all day. Welcome to all my raiders. Shout out all my new followers. Shout out all our new listeners. I love you guys for tuning in.
Love is everywhere. You got to be in control. But wait a minute. If love feels like it's getting cold, then you gotta have the power to ignite the flame. Raise the bar a little higher so you can love again.
Moving with some brand new music from the one and only Richie Spice. Sasha and G, welcome to the family.
World is in a crisis.
We're gonna pick up the vibe in a second, yeah? I'm just running through some brand new rhythms. Yeah. Straight from Night Nurse Selections.
Don't know what will happen tomorrow.
Global catastrophe. Whoa.
As I said, something fresh from the one and only Richie Spice. Yeah, man, I just wanted to ease out the vibe as we came into that 1 o'clock hour. It's 1:15 in the city of Montreal, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your boy Breach in the building. This is the Lunchtime Takeover. Brand new vibes, brand new vibes, brand new vibes.
For the ladies. She tell me.
Wanna get into some vibes for the, yo, wanna get into some vibes for the queen, them, yeah?
Wine up one more time. She want to wine one more time. She said she missed the touch. Tell her when to bubble up on.
I appreciate you, Kara. I appreciate you, Jet Low. Cross court in the building. My CKUT family, my Twitch family is here. As I said, we're simulcasting today.
This girl love wine up to dance all. She not stop all when fire spark.
Shout out Blaster for bringing some listeners, some viewers to the party. We're loving them.
Just like Chuck, she back up. She balling up and she still feel that fire.
We're going to be taking this party to dance smooth. So for all my CKUT fam, if you guys want to continue to vibe with me past 2 p.m., because you know we lock off air at 2 p.m., and then we're going to keep the party going until we go see Don Smooth at 3 p.m. So yo, it's a day of music, family. It's a day of music, family. I love you guys. Watch it.
One more time. She want to wine one more time. It bring back memories. We living like some refugees. I know the earth turn. Love to spend the G's. We enjoy smoking trees. Women bring her to her knees. So she have nothing learned. Anything when me say, she not choose it. She want wine to Charlie Black music. Motion and repeat just like a rod beat. Said this a fiancé. She a beg me to link up one more time. She want the wine one more time. She said she missed the touch. Tell her when to bubble up and I know she can't replace it. One more time, she want the wine one more time. We know when to rub it up, volcano erupt. Now she can't.
Yo, shout out the entire family in the building. Thank you for tuning in. Yo, we are simulcasting from Twitch TV to CKUT 90.3 FM. And I got some CKUT alumni in the building. The one and only DJ Blaster. Yo, don't forget that you guys can hear DJ Blaster alongside Mystical Flex and the one and only Zip Locks every Sunday night right here on CKUT 90.3 FM for one of Montreal's longest running hip hop programs, man. And I'm talking about real rap music. We were talking about that last week. We were talking about that over the last couple of weeks after, one, the amazing display that went down between KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane. Amazing. And yo, I know people that haven't watched One Versus, that like this just got into their, like this became a part of their space, and they're all calling me like, yo, I seen that battle. That was amazing. It like inspired real rap heads and real hip hop heads to like kind of come back to the fold and whatever the case is. And also when we were just talking about what was going down with Janai Dopwell Bailey, you know, a young man who unfortunately lost his life to a violent altercation that took place outside of his high school, outside of an elementary as well. And, you know, I just kind of linked it, just saying, yo, you know, I'm kind of done with, when I say hip hop, just the way that the culture has been built and is progressing and the vibrations and the frequencies and all that nonsense that has been coming out. I've been a part of it. I'm an MC. I'm one of the bricklayers out here in the city of Montreal. You see what I'm saying? Yo, Blaster has helped me tremendously build build upon a vibe and Ill Groove Garden, CKUT, Butcher T, Masters at Work, all of the radio programs out here on CKUT have helped me since I, you know, started doing this for real over 15 years ago. You know what I mean? So I've been a part of some of the, you know, downfall of this culture as well. And I got to take up my own responsibility and my own accountability. So I was just like, you know, I'm thinking about rap music and what rap music signifies and how we can get back to that. The acronym, rhythm and poetry. Saying all of this to let you know that if you guys love real rap music, Sunday night is where you want to be. Ill Groove Garden. DJ Mystical Flex, Ziploc, and my big brother DJ Blaster, man. They bring real rap music to the city of Montreal, and they've kept it alive for what? I mean, like, Blaster was, I think, like, about, like, a year. He's like, one or two when they started. Blaster started DJing when he was, like, 3 months old. I don't know if anybody knows that, right? Because Blaster's been 21 for, you know? He's been 21 for a minute. So he started DJing when he was, like, 3 months old. So I think the program's even older than Blaster, though Blaster was the one that started the program. He started it as an inception. He started it from his mama's belly. He was like, we gonna play rap music. And that's what it's become over the last 20 odd years. You know what I'm saying? So, as I said, Blaster's 21. The program's like 23 years old or something like that. You guys work out the math, right? So I want to shout out my big brother all the time. As I said, CKUT alumni. So that was just my like little CKUT ad and a shout out in one right there. You see how we pay some bills? You see how we pay some bills, Blaster? Yo, Blaster, since you brought the party to the party, me have a tune for you. Watch it then.
I wonder if them know what happened.
At the current, no bridging. Tell them all we come for tell. Pass me no see them.
None tall.
Time alone we tell.
Watch out.
Bada way I say.
Tell them, say we have styles overload. And if them try catch me style, them I go drop overboard.
Ha! Pressure like peas in a pot style.
Hot!
Open up the door, man, and knock. Then we find you in a gully bop. Me not do fish, could I want to do these brats?
Never!
Tell them, say pressure bust pipe, man, a chad and in a DC, you know, for your snake. Me the truth, me the real.
Yo, Blaster, I said, me have a tune for you, watch it.
The next life bartender. Bring the champagne, come, don't worry. Anything on the rock, we don't know cranberry. Light up the place like Christmas. Cause every day me and the team, merry bartender. Bring the champagne, come, don't worry. Anything on the rock, we don't know cranberry. Light up the place like Christmas. Cause every day me and the
I wonder if them.
Yo, shout out Canada's drunkest DJ.
Tell them all we go.
Shout out Canada's drunkest DJ.
None tall.
Time alone we take.
Watch out.
By the way, I said.
Tell them.
I hear them lock off the party. They did the power on Sunday, man. I hear them lock off the power on Saturday at the party.
Tell them.
I know. Any little blip. I already know what Blaster said. I already know what Blaster said to the man them.
Watch out.
Bartender, where you there?
Tell them. Say we have styles overload. And if them try catch me style, them I go drop overboard.
Ha! Pressure like peas in a pot style.
Hot!
Open up the door, man, and knock. Then we find you in a gully bop. Me not do fish, could I want to do these prats?
Never.
Tell them, say, pressure boss pipe, man, a chad and in a DC, you know, for yaks, Nike. Me a the truth, me a the realist, you know, for yaks, Christ. Tell them, catch me up in a the next life, bartender. Bring the champagne, come, don't worry. Anything on the rock, we don't know cranberry. Light up the place like Christmas. Cause every day me and the team, merry bartender. Bring the champagne, come, don't worry. Anything on the rock, we don't know cranberry. Light up the place like Christmas. Cause every day me and the team, merry.
Yo, gala, tell them. Say I saw the thing set up. If them violate the team, everybody get wet up. Remember Black Rain, me attack. When the dogs bark, them better flex like you see in Bolt and move fast. Fly past banking, make a new pass. Tell them I'm bad at general, I get the last laugh. If they ever get no time for stop, none of the vendor, but we still they are flash. So call up the bartender.
So bartender, woo! Bring the champagne, come, don't worry. Anything on the rock, we don't know cranberry. Light up the place like Christmas. Cause every day me and the team, merry bartender. Bring the champagne, come, don't worry. Anything on the rock, we don't know cranberry. Light up the place like Christmas. Cause every day me and the team, merry. Y'all are flipping like a dollar coin. Vice sweet like a melodyne. Waffy them I coulda never mind. Bada teach up another rhyme.
Yo, tell them say we rhymes them the normal. Sometimes we just up the rhymes them, but right now we are send them out formal. Some man they are struggle to get a girl, but every night Mr. Pout is a new girl.
Man, I do it like it's never been done. Girl, a short tongue with crazy ring tongue. Like magneto steel, girl, bring your body come. Work and I sweat, 95 income. Juice in a belly, mama, daughter, bring son. Me have a Chinese girl, me call her Miss Chung. Girl, body act like Harris, one or two sand. Pull up in the Yukon. So, bartender, bring the champagne, come, don't worry. Anything on the rock without no cranberry. Light up the place like Christmas.
Galaxy P!
Too merry, bartender.
Bring the champagne, come,
don't worry. And it's on the rock.
One and only Bada General. That was that name, bartender. Jay Fury, Step Squad in the building.
Bada General, Galaxy P.
Yo, shout out all my, yo, shout out my Munchal artists. Shout out, yo, shout out one of Munchal's baddest dance crews out here, man. Keeping the energy alive. Keeping the energy alive. You know, I love, as I said, I love this digital age that I get to conduct. I can conversate with you guys, like, in real time. Ask people real questions. Yo, Jay, how was the fete on Saturday, man? Yo, Step Squad produced one of Montreal's dopest Halloween events this weekend, man. Yo, I got twins now. So, sorry, folks. You know, I was already a man that, you know, because of my schedule, couldn't really always make the party. But Lord of mercy, unless I could pull up with a stroller, who, you know what I mean, a stroller for two, you know what I'm saying? And unless y'all got, like, I got somewhere to plug in the bottle warmers and Queen could, like, you know what I'm saying, like, be able to get some sleep. Like, you know, I'm going to be missing out on some. But the beauty of technology is I still got to be at the party. I still got to be at the party. Because why? Because Instagram was on fire. All kind of posts coming out for the night, man. All kind of vibes coming up for the night, man. I was like, yo, thank you for at least making sure that I got to, you know, stay in the vibe with you guys, man. So yo, how was the event? How was it being able to be back in a space with two of Montreal's dopest DJs, man? Two of Montreal's dopest DJs, the one and only DJ Judgment and DJ Blaster, man, locking it down. Me here say the party was so turned up that the power just said, whoop, gone. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, you don't know, man. If it don't go left, it wasn't going right, man. Me here say everything was proper right. Everything was proper. All right, man. I'm glad you guys had an amazing party. You see me? Night Nurse, tune!
I left side enough. Ayo, team down. I know the bar that's what's up. Y'all in front. Come in, ya bubble. I got liquor in my cup.
I left side enough.
Ayo. Night Nurse, you're chewing so fire. It just overload me up now.
I got liquor in my cup. Money in my pocket, well enough. I know the bar that's what's up. Y'all in front of me, ya bubble up. Cause it's a party. It's a party. It's a party. It's a party. Everybody put up on their hands in the air. Celebrate for sick and a
year. Yo, the tune is so fire. Watch, it was ready to overload the system. Kara, I appreciate you. You see, Jay Fury, look what happened. You guys come in the fete, and you want part two. Come like anywhere Blaster goes. The man, yo, the man just has shut down the whole generator. That's what you call energy, you know?
It's a party.
Everybody put up on their hands in the air. Celebrate, you celebrate for sick and positive vibes only that we share. Sexy girls up in air.
It's a party.
It's a bomba clad party. You see, man, you all say same, man. Look, you got when the family come in, man, them come in with so much fire that it's like them ready to melt the board, man. I appreciate all of you guys. You see me? I appreciate all of you guys. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Lunchtime Takeover right here on the nation's favorite station, CKUT 90.3 FM. I appreciate everybody for always, you know what I mean, showing love and showing energy. I'm making sure, say, you know what I mean, we know that you guys are tuned in, man. Shout out all my Facebook followers, my Facebook listeners, man. Shout out everybody who is DMing us. And just so you guys know, man, we got a whole new phone system over here at the radio station. So if you guys want to, I've been picking up messages. People be leaving us messages after the show and all that other good stuff. So if you guys want to know what is good in the city of Montreal, yo, please do not hesitate to hit your boy up, you see me? Look, I got about half an hour left in this radio program, and then we're gonna be going, you know, we're gonna be going a little overtime, and I'm gonna be raiding into my big brother, the one and only Don Smooth. If you don't know what I'm talking about because you're listening to me on the radio, that means you gotta come over to vibetribe.ca. Yes, man, you gotta join the vibe. You gotta join the vibe tribe. You gotta join the experience. Subscribe, follow. You know what I'm saying? Get your hands on those exclusive, you know, preach made vibe tribe emotes and all of that other good stuff. But more importantly, be a part of the conversation. Over here at CKUT, they keep on saying, yo, preach, we want people to become a part of your conversation. You know what I'm saying? You should have, like, phone callers call in. You know, we need to, like, make sure that you're getting more interviews up. We want to make sure the people are a part of your conversation. So be a part of my conversation one way or the other, man. You guys could jump in online, or as I said, man, you know, you can actually, you know, leave me messages at you know, ckut.ca, and you know, go on over there. They got all the phone information and everything like that, and I could hear your lovely voice, and you could let me know how you're feeling about the day and all that other stuff. You see me? I got brand new rhythms coming your way, all kind of rhythms. Well, you done know some office switch up. I want to switch up the vibe a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I got something fresh from the one and only Watch Moto Day, Bobby Conders. This one is called Playing Games. Brand new from the one and only Moto featuring Bobby Condors. Yeah, man. Massive B himself, yeah?
Bad gal, the way your body nice me, I can say it twice, y'all. Bad gal, bad, bad gal, just give me some sugar and give me some spice, y'all.
The rhythm, your way.
Big like a big song. Anytime you want me, call me. Anytime you need me, call me. Sweet soca music, call me. Ring up me Sally, call me.
Music from the one and only Motto, featuring Conscience. That one your name, Spankyo. I feel like a Spankyo. Hey, Lord have mercy. Yo, make sure you get permission before you go and start spanking people, okay? Make sure you ask permission before you go and start spanking people. You know what I mean? They trust me, man. There's a lot of things that you could get canceled for in this world right now, especially amongst the day and age of cancel culture. So make sure that you are always asking permission before you go out there and you start doing all kind of nonsense with people, children, and them thing there. You see me? Because what? Look, it might be certain people type of thing, but some people are like, I ain't into, man. I ain't into all them kind of things, right? So, you know, sometimes you got to make sure what kind of thing your partner is into before you start getting yourself into all kind of trouble. You know what I mean? Talking about people that are getting themselves in and out of trouble right here in the city of Montreal. I got to definitely, like, you know, take a second to, you know, some people might feel funny about me congratulating or bigging up the one and only Mike Ward for his recent victory at the hands of the Quebec Supreme Court for this this long-standing ordeal that was putting freedom of speech right here in the city of Montreal in question. And I don't know, for me, I'm sure I don't speak on behalf of my colleagues, I don't speak on behalf of the station, but for me, you know, I crave and I hold on to, you know, whatever semblance of freedom of speech that we have and artistic license and creativity that we have. So out here, if you are not familiar, especially if you're on the Anglophone side of things, out here, some time ago, over 10 years ago, Mike Ward had, as a comedian, he's a stand-up comedian in the city of Montreal. And much like Dave Chappelle, he, you know, brings a certain amount of insight to, you know, local culture, Canadian culture, Quebecois culture. And he had told this joke that, you know, is entitled Le Vache Sacrée, you know what I mean? The sacred cows, you know, basically speaking about a certain contingency of people in the city of Montreal or in Quebec culture that you can't really speak about without being crucified, you know what I mean? And at the time, there was, you know, a young man by the name of Jeremy Gabriel, who, you know, suffers from a genetic disorder, I believe is also autistic, and his lifelong dream was to sing for the Pope, which he was granted as a young boy. I think he was around, you know, somewhere like 10 or 11 years old. And this obviously propelled him into the realm of being a public figure. Some would say famous, a celebrity, so to speak, you know. But some people question, you know, his, I guess, the quality of his singing voice at the time, and it became, I guess you would say, you know, it became a running joke, right? Which Mike Ward had ended up speaking on, right? And after speaking on this certain incident, the Vache Sacrée, and, you know, linking it into, you know, Jeremy Gabriel and saying, hey, like, you know, the kid couldn't really sing, and, you know, I'm paraphrasing the joke, you know what I mean? I'm not a comedian like that, so let me not destroy his joke, but basically, he just kind of took aim at the quality of his singing voice, and also threw in there that, hey, maybe the mom might be exploiting him, you know, knowing that, hey, if he went on American Idol, he wasn't gonna get no golden ticket or anything like that. This turned into a major point of contention after this young man said that he became a target of bullies at his school, and therefore the family decided to sue Mike Ward, which the Quebec High Courts, the Quebec Human Rights Commission, had upheld this this claim and awarded the family a total of about $43,000, right? 30 going to the young man and 13 going to his mother for, you know, what they said is basically defamation of character. Mike Ward took this above and beyond and decided to go to the Supreme Court in Quebec, which decided to overturn the original decision and basically say, hey, look, you know, originally the courts had said that Mike Ward was making fun of this boy because of his disorder, because of his deficiency, which wasn't a part of the joke at all, right? The Supreme Court has come out now and said, hey, look, we don't see this joke as being an attack on his disorder, on attack on, you know, it wasn't mentioned that this was you know, because he was autistic or whatever the case is, right? We see this as a critique on a public figure. We see this as a critique on somebody who is in the public eye, on a celebrity, and therefore, as a celebrity and as somebody who is a part of satire, you are allowed, and Mike Ward is justified on using this critique in his material. A lot of people might be a little pissed off right now when they hear that ruling come down. I don't know if this is going to cause the family to have to return the money that Mike Ward has already paid out, but what this does do is uphold some form of standard. When I say standard, I'm not saying, I don't even know if the joke was funny. I'm not saying that I support the joke. I'm not saying any of that stuff, okay? What I am saying is that freedom of speech and creative license, creative integrity is under fire, right? You guys heard how I speak. You know, you know, I gave a little bit of a little insight on how I feel about cancel culture and what is happening with Dave Chappelle and what's happening with DaBaby and so many other people. You feel me? Now, I'm not saying that I agree with all of the things that people say, but at some point we have to learn how to change the channel. You know what I'm saying? How to be able to step away from certain situations that might not be the healthiest for us. And we also need to learn how to govern ourselves amongst these spaces such as social media, such as, you know what I mean, Facebook and Instagram and all these spaces where children have free reign to basically go and, you know, make another teenager's life living, you know, living hell, you know, just because they deem it funny to, you know, do certain things. So I don't know if I'm not in favor of things like net neutrality, because I think that goes against freedom of speech and freedom of opinion and all that other good stuff. But I do think that, you know, we as adults need to start figuring out, and we need to start teaching our children how to, you know, differentiate and discern between things that they can actually just kind of click off or walk away from versus things that they really need to, you know what I mean? I don't know, man, take up time or to, you know, to battle certain ideas or certain people. There are certain opinions that are very dangerous and that need to be challenged. And I think that this is where conversation comes in. This is where critical thought, this is where, you know, last week we spoke about the danger of groupthink, you know what I'm saying? And how, you know, just the monster, the beast that is around us is navigating and controlling this level of groupthink in this day and age. And, you know, I for one am somebody who, you know, I, as an artist myself, as an MC, as a radio host, as you know, somebody who can be very opinionated, yes, I definitely, you know, stand on the shoulders and the principle of freedom of speech and of artistic license, of creative license, you know? Not to say what I want without any consequence, but, you know, I think that there's proper ways, there are progressive ways, there are positive ways, there are healthy ways to challenge people's ideas without always locking them off, you know what I'm saying? Without just turning everything into a war. Your vibes, and, you know, in this day and age of how social media is developing, how social media has been evolving into something that is outer worldly, my people. When I say outer worldly, like, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to Wagwan Online with this whole merger with Facebook. Well, not merger, but the rebranding of Facebook, right? And what this means for, you know, the future of online relations and online all of this other good stuff, right? So on October 28th, Facebook decided to rebrand itself as a new company under its new umbrella called Meta, meaning the metaverse. And in a memo to the company, Mark Zuckerberg made sure to signal and say, look, like, you know, right now with everything that's going on with Facebook, I mean, he didn't say this in so many words, but you done know Facebook is under scrutiny for how they have been marketing themselves to the youth, how Instagram has been marketing itself to the youth, how vanity metrics have become a major point of teenage lives these days and their psychology, how, you know, social media has been just, you know, eating away at the minds and the emotions of so many young people, but as well as how they decide to, you know, promote and how they decide to offer spaces to, you know, certain actions that could be considered bullying or that can be considered hate speech and all that other good stuff. So with this whole, you know, with all of this fire that they're under that has been taken to the government, right, due to whistleblowers and all kinds of testimonies coming out, Mark Zuckerberg has decided that it is time to rebrand his company and call it Meta, saying that, look, Facebook is too limiting of a scope, of a name for everything that we are, which is WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, and more. And he is also signaling that, you know, they are getting ready over the next 5 to 10 years to take our physical reality and social media into this so-called metaverse, right? The metaverse where cryptocurrency is going to be king, where digital delivery is going to be king, where people are going to be seen as avatars more than human beings. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I continue to implore to my people, man, yo, get ready to digitize your future before they digitize it for you. I don't want you guys to be out here wondering, like, how do I get out of this, man? Like, I don't know how to make it out the Matrix. You see how we made it right back to the Matrix? In my movie rundown, we were talking about Neo. We were talking about Neo and John Wick. And yo, the Matrix is actually becoming a reality, my people. Yes. Yo, as I said, Zucks has just rebranded Facebook as Meta. And he said that the metaverse is going to quickly become a reality over the next 5 to 10 years. I don't know if y'all watch Ready Player One, right? That's this movie where, like, they all live in this dystopian future and everybody works with, like, virtual reality headsets and life happens in virtual reality and all this other good stuff. I don't know about you, but in a world where RFID chips and QR codes becoming standards, right? My paranoid mind, my Mel Gibson conspiracy theorist mind is like, it's on overload right now. It's on overload right now. So pay attention to what's happening out there, man, and learn how to be able to govern your spaces. Help your youth govern their spaces. Help our youth govern their spaces so they no longer have to feel like they do not have control over their own destinies, or they don't have control over the outcome of, you know, the conversations and the opinions. And, you know, let's all learn how to be critical, but especially when it comes to our youth, them, man, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to our youth, them, there's certain times where we have to know that, you know, if something is tremendously unhealthy for us, if something is not serving us, if something is not feeding our bodies, our minds, our souls, our spirit, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Shout out all of the people who have been standing up and have been fighting this fight, you know, to keep our youth safe, whether it comes from commercials, as we spoke about earlier, and saying that they are deciding to, or they're looking at how they are going to change, you know, the ways that people can market to our children. You know what I'm saying? All the way down to, you know, the whistleblowers who are out here making sure that the world and parents understand what social media is and how social media is going to develop over the next however many years. Yo, I don't know, man. If y'all don't, like, I watch TV every now and then, right? They got The Masked Singer and all those other shows, The Masked Dancer and all that other crazy stuff. But then they came up with, what's the name of that show there? The same brand, the same company came up with a show where people are avatars, all right? Ain't nobody on stage. Everybody is in a green screen suit and whatever the case is. What's the name of that show? What's the name? Alter Ego. Yes. Yup. They came up with this show on TV called Alter Ego. I don't know if it's still running. I don't know what's going on. I watched the first episode. I said, this is weird. This is scary. They trying to replace human beings with like people that literally look like they come out of a Cameron Crowe movie or a James Cameron movie or whatever the case is, right? So, yo, my people, sorry for my little rant, but, you know, I just want to make sure that y'all are safe and that you guys know Wagwan with the world as we move forward. You see me? Yo, it's your homeboy Preach in the building. Coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I am the nation's favorite station and the hub of alternative music and voices. You see me? Yo, right now, man, I want to get into a one little vibes, right? A one little vibes to just highlight, to cap off what we're talking about, right? Some days you got to learn how to leave certain things alone. Some days you got to learn how to leave certain things alone. Viking Ding Dong, come talk to them now.
Viking Ding Dong.
Miss Purple in the building.
If you know you cannot handle the people rum, when you see the people rum, leave it alone. Hear what I tell you? When you see them gyal and them rolling up them bam bam, if you can't manage, leave them alone. Stay in your lane,
stay in your lane.
Back in your crease,
back in your crease.
Stay in your zone,
stay in your zone.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane,
stay in your lane.
Back in your crease,
back in your crease.
Stay in your zone,
stay in your zone.
Leave it alone.
Yeah. 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 As I said, some days you gotta know how to leave certain things alone, you know. Some days when things are not for you, you gotta learn how to leave them alone, you know. CKUT family, we're getting ready to ride out. As I said, if you wanna continue the vibe.
If you know you cannot handle the people rum, when you see the people rum, leave it alone. Hear what I tell you? When you see them.
Join me live right here on CKUT 90.3. Every Tuesday from 12 to 2 p.m. And catch me 5 days a week on twitch.tv by linking, by logging on to vibetrap.ca or twitch.tv/foreverpreacher. It's your boy.
Leave room for the professionals. For the professionals. Leave drinking for the professionals.
Yeah, I leaving that for Blaster. I just leave drinking for Blaster. I don't touch that. I don't touch them things. I drink in ginger kombucha, you know. We're getting ready to ride out. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Yo, we're gonna keep this party going on Twitch.
Welcome to my place.
So come on over, vibetrap.ca, yeah?
You can dance and sing all day. Oh, under the sun, I'm letting down. I can't even love ecstasy in a true Caribbean way. And you know.
Shout out my German fam, Night Nurse Berlin. Yo, as I said, man, we love to tune them, yeah? Big up Warriors on all day, Mama Nursey. I big up my entire vibe track.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
We'll be right back.